Here we have the German Haunebu, what's called a German UFO. Not gravity, it's not in gravity, it's not gravity, it's electromagnetic fields and plasma. It's a magnetic mercury vortex craft with red mercury or whatever you want to call it. That's why mercury is seen as such a bad thing in the world, because it's part of the free energy system. The glowing aerial craft, also showing the magnetron plasma, because it's also with plasma, and discharging this is why many see these crafts as glowing balls, and they've been seeing these crafts as glowing balls since the Second World War. So it's just technology using plasma and electromagnetism and mercury in a vortex, and it's much more advanced now, and that's why then you have all these people speaking about aliens and mysterious supernatural intergalactic beings. No, it's not. It's just we live in on a flat universe, and there's lots of craters, and of course there's extraterrestrials with human form and other forms, and everything is about the electromagnetic energy, which is everywhere. And you're gonna ask now, why did the Germans lose the war? The Germans didn't lose the war. The war was not even a war. It was all scheduled many years ago, and it was like a reset, not a war. And the technology that they had was given to them by somebody else, and they received the orders to go to America and create NASA and all that stuff. So again, it's simple, but it's not that simple. You have to research a bit. And once you understand all these things, you're gonna escape all this fraud with intergalactic, the good aliens and the bad aliens, and spiritual stuff and everything else. It's super easy. I mean, it was difficult for me as well, I understand, until I got my hands on certain information and certain aspects and certain things that make you feel like a miserable piece of, you know what? Well, once you understand reality and you accept the truth and you hit your head hard, then you wake up and say, oh, I'm so glad I actually know all this stuff. So I remember again, mercury, electromagnetism, plasma, everything is part of this closed system that we call, that people call the flat earth. It's not, I don't like that wording, because it's like seen in a negative way, but for you to understand. And unfortunately, the big majority of human beings who are going to watch this video are not going to understand me, especially those who live on a globe or spinning in space, or those who believe in ancient alien astronaut theories without actually going a step further beyond. I'll see you guys in the next video.